From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump on Friday will begin rolling back some of President Obama's actions that were meant to engage Cuba after more than a half century of isolation by the United States. The actions are to be unveiled by the president in Miami's Little Havana district on Friday. They will tighten travel restrictions for Americans and ban doing business with the island nation's military conglomerate, which is estimated to control more than half of the Cuban economy. Measures will be enacted to restrict the flow of money from the U.S. to Cuba, and the existing statutory ban on tourism will be strictly enforced, effectively ending individual people-to-people travel. President Trump said Congressman Steve Scalise is, quote, in some trouble as he fights to recover from a gunshot wound he suffered Wednesday in a surprise attack on Republican lawmakers at a baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia.
And Steve, in his own way, may have brought some unity to our long divided country. We've had a very, very divided country for many years. And I have a feeling that Steve has made a great sacrifice, but there could be some unity being brought to our country.
Scalise remains in critical condition. He's had three surgeries so far and more to come. The gunman, a 66-year-old man from Belleville, Illinois, was killed in a gunfight with Capitol Police. Besides Scalise, the shooter also wounded Capitol Police Officer Crystal Greiner, along with a congressional aide and a lobbyist. And Vice President Mike Pence visited Scalise early on Thursday. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. An American college student released by North Korea after 17 months in detention, suffered a, quote, severe neurological injury, according to a hospital spokeswoman. After returning home from North Korea, 22-year-old Otto Warmbier was immediately transported to the hospital where he's in stable condition. His father, Fred Warmbier, spoke to reporters.
What I would say to the North Korean regime, I would say, I'm so proud of Otto, my son, who has been in a pariah regime for the last 18 months, brutalized and terrorized, and he's now home with his family.
Fred Warmbier said their son has been in a coma for more than a year. He described his release as a medical evacuation. A suicide bomber blew himself up inside a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque in Afghanistan's capital late Thursday, killing at least six people and wounding many others. 18 people linked to an attack on protesters last month, including bodyguards for Turkey's president, face assault charges in Washington, D.C. Four have been arrested. The remainder are at large. The announcement came at a news conference by the city's mayor and police chief. It followed a nearly month-long investigation in which police closely scrutinized video of protesters being kicked and hit near the Turkish ambassador's residence in Washington. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, was sitting in a car nearby when the attack occurred, but the city's police chief said investigators had insufficient evidence to charge Erdogan in what he characterized as a pretty brutal attack. The Turkish leader said Thursday that he will launch a political and legal fight over the arrest warrants, according to a report by CNN Turk. Nine people were injured in the skirmish. And finally at this hour, Facebook has revealed it is using artificial intelligence in its ongoing fight to prevent terrorist propaganda from being disseminated on its platform. In a statement posted Thursday, it says, we want to find terrorist content immediately before people in our community have seen it. Already, the majority of accounts we remove for terrorism, we find ourselves. But we know we can do better at using technology, and specifically artificial intelligence, to stop the spread of terrorist content on Facebook. The company's been under increasing pressure from governments around the world to do a better job of removing posts made by terrorists. Some of the roles artificial intelligence plays include image matching to see if an uploaded image matches something previously removed because of its terrorist content. You can find more on these and other stories anytime at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.